For the forecast, winter storm warning in effect from 2 this afternoon until 9 tomorrow evening. Cloudiness today, a little light snow at times, the high 19 inland, 24 lakeside. And then we're going to have on and off snow tonight and tomorrow, sometimes heavy. In fact, this evening it could be heavy, a few inches. And then tapers off and starts up again, stops and starts up again tomorrow. When all said and done, 6 to 10 inches seem likely with very slippery conditions, of course. High tomorrow, 22 inland, 27 lakeside. Then Sunday, partly sunny and much colder, the high temperature, minus 1 inland, plus 5 lakeside. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend.
Time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions. For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
Welcome in to this live edition of the Cabranes Law Hour. On this December 16th, 2016, it's 11 minutes after 1 o'clock. This is Glenn Klein back in the saddle, taking your phone calls for attorney John Cabranes, coincidentally of the Cabranes Law Office. He's an expert and a very handsome man. The number to call is 634-WRJN, 634-9756, with any legal question at all. Why are you laughing?
Because there are certain legal questions that you're not going to get an answer
to. Well, yeah, but you're not supposed to say that, Jack.
Yeah, but it's the truth.
We're trying to get people to call.
Well, you should call, and we'll be happy to talk about your legal issue. You may not get an answer from me.
The answer might be no. That's a perfectly acceptable answer. Or if you don't know, or if you can't handle the legal issue at the Cabranes Law Office, you know somebody who can. See, this is called good radio, good marketing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, yes you do. 634-WRJN. All kidding aside, any legal question, if you've got a legal issue or a question, or you know somebody who does, a family member, a friend, an enemy that you'd like to see go away for a very long time, 634-WRJN, 634-9756 is the number to call. We'll get you right on the air with attorney John Cabranes. And now let me give him a proper introduction. The founder, the president, the CEO, the grand poobah of the Cabranes Law Office, soloing today, Mr. Attorney John Cabranes. Good afternoon, Attorney Cabranes.
Good afternoon, Mr. Klein. Good afternoon to all of you fine listeners on the radio.
Did you miss me?
I did. Only a little bit, though, because I was actually in Florida last week.
And I was very disappointed in you, frankly.
I know.
I was watching your trek on the social networking, the social media, if you will, probably being hacked by the Russians as I was watching it. However, you were moments from me. I was in Tampa. You were in Orlando last week. You seem to be having a good time on the beach or by the pool or wherever you were.
Well, unfortunately, I had to go to a conference, so it was really more of a busman's holiday. I had to actually work. So
there's a phrase you rarely hear anymore, a busman's holiday.
I know. That's because I'm old, and when we were younger, that phrase was in common usage, but not so much anymore.
I wonder what the origin of busman's holiday actually is. Why busman's?
Well, maybe it's a bus driver who couldn't handle not driving the bus and would spend his holidays.
Perhaps he was a bus driver to somebody else's holiday, and then just kind of piggybacked on that.
Or he was a bus boy who just couldn't stay away from the restaurant
and ate for free at the holiday resort, and therefore had a busman's holiday at the resort.
Well, there you go.
I think we might have this figured out. 634-WRJN. If you need a legal issue figured out, that's the number to call. 634-9756. Caller, good afternoon. You are on the air with Attorney Cabranes.
Good afternoon. Well, my question is simple. What constitutes somebody's legal name?
Well, in the state of Wisconsin, it's any name that you want to use for a non-fraudulent purpose. Wisconsin, obviously the name that you're given on the birth certificate is your legal name. But you can do an actual common law name change, and if you just basically start using another name, as long as you use it for legitimate purposes, you can. And I'll give you the best example of that. When some people get married and they just change their name, they don't go to court to change their name. They just change their name. And that's constitutes a legal name change. So do you have a specific question about that?
Or? Yeah, why do you ask, caller? It's a good question.
Okay, specifically, I go by my first initial middle name. And I've run into hassles that, oh, it's not legal. You have to use your first name and middle initial.
Well, that's not true, at least not in the state of Wisconsin. It depends on if you're signing legal documents, I guess. But I'll give you an example. When I sign a document, my name is John Alexander Cabranes, okay?
Right.
I sign J.A. Cabranes on every document.
Okay.
And that's... And that's perfectly legal, perfectly legit. It's not John A. Cabranes that I'm signing on the document. So, it depends on what type of document you're signing. Some documents are going to require that you sign your full legal name to it as it appears on a birth certificate or on some form of ID. But for the most part, if you're just in the state of Wisconsin, like I said, you can use whatever name you want. You can change your name to Joe Schmo, and as long as you're not using that name.
Are you disparaging the name Joe Schmo?
No, I'm not.
You said you can, as if that would be a bad thing. I guarantee you we've got some Joe Schmoes out there.
I'm sure you do. And the Schmo family is probably well-known.
It's a long-time family. It's a founding family in Kenosha, as a matter of fact. The Joe Schmoes in the snow.
Yeah, and I will tell you that I've gotten into trouble for a lot less. So,
not saying that you're in trouble, attorney.
But don't worry about it. If somebody requires you to sign your legal name, then it's probably because the document that you're being requested to sign it requires that.
So, caller, when you are addressed by friends or family, do they just address you by your first initial?
No, they address me by my middle name.
Which is what?
Jerry or Jerome.
So they call you Jerome or Jerry?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll give you another example, though. I'll give you another example. When you're having something notarized, most notaries, unless they know you personally, are going to want some form of ID, and they're going to want the signature on whatever document you're signing to match the identification that you're providing them so that they can verify who's actually signing that document.
Ah, okay. Well, part of the problem is on various things, depending on the computer program that's taking the name and record, they only have a space for a middle initial.
Well, that is...
The computer won't take a middle name, a first initial middle name, a lot of them.
Sure, and that's basically the parameters that the programmer instilled in the program. And so, even though you're not known by that name, if they're looking you up in a database, that's the name that you're going to have to go by.
Okay.
All right. Initial Jerome
Got
Jerry.
It.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You
Enjoy
too.
The snow.
Merry Christmas.
Always.
Now that number is available to you, 634-WRJN. Any legal question for Attorney John Cabrera, 634-9756, 634-9756. The number, by the way, beautiful humans, at the Cabranes Law Office, where as we speak,
operators are not standing by.
Operators are not standing by. Why aren't they not standing by today?
They're not standing by today because most of my folks either live in Milwaukee or Kenosha, and I didn't want them traipsing around in a snowstorm. So
What a good boss you are.
Well, you know what?
Don't want a lawsuit.
I just take care of my people.
634-WRJN is the number to call right now because Attorney Cabrera's braved the potential. It's not even snowing yet.
No, it's not snowing yet, but it's going to snow. And at this time of year, it's going to get dark at 4 o'clock in the evening. And by then, we're going to be in the teeth of the snowstorm.
Good times.
It's just, You know, people drive like idiots. And my wife says that I have chronic road rage because I'm just screaming at people on a regular basis.
I would love video on that.
Well, no. off the air, I'll tell you a particularly embarrassing story that occurred.
Can't clean it up for the radio, huh?
No, I really can't.
634-9756 is the number at the radio station to talk to attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office. But I will tell you this. Your first appointment at the office is absolutely gratis. That means free for you, those for those of you in Caledonia. That was kind of a Rush Limbaugh takeoff there.
Wow. I tell you, those of you in that live in Caledonia, send your complaints to WRJN.
It was a joke. It was a joke. It was the first town that came to my mind, my very demented mind. But the number to call at the Cabranes Law Office for a free consultation, which means gratis for the folks in Mount Pleasant, 638 what is it?
638.
No, it's not. It's, oh yeah, it is. 638-0529.
Yeah, I haven't forgotten my phone number yet.
I have. 638-0529. You can leave a message.
Right.
And then you guys will get back as soon as the snow is gone.
And if you have trouble remembering it, just remember 638-0-LAW. Zero law.
Really?
That's right.
You never said that before.
I know. That's because there's no real reason to mention it.
638-0529, area code 262. Leave a message. Have any legal issue at all, you can talk to the attorneys at the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Complimentary, your first visit. The number to call Jack Cabranes right now on the radio station is 634-WRJN. Any legal question at all, even like what legal name you need to use for legal documents and stuff like that. 634-9756. So you sign your name, J.A. Cabranes.
I do.
Every time. Here is how I sign my name. Please describe to the beautiful humans. Don't lose my driver's license. That's my brand new Wisconsin driver's license, by the way.
The one that's not federally approved, or is this
approved? No, this is, I don't know if it's federally. Is the Wisconsin driver's license federally approved?
Well, yours apparently is. However, I can tell you that I found out the hard way that mine is not. And I have the exact same driver's license that you do.
Are you on the terrorist watch list or something?
Well, you would seem to seem to think that I am, but your middle name is Lauren?
My middle name is Lauren.
Wow.
L-O-R-E-N. But look at how I sign it. Can you see that?
Yeah, it's just a big slash.
It's a big, just a big kind of slashy G. And people always want to know why I sign my documents and my driver's license and my credit card receipts with that. And I say, do you know how much time it saves me over the, you know how many times we write our names annually still in this information computer age? And just by doing that little swoosh, it's just quick and easy, and it saves me maybe 2 seconds of time.
I know, and I'm noticing just how old you really are. My God.
Well, I was supposed to have the birthday bash at the Gingerbread House tomorrow night that you and the lovely Mrs. Cabranes were cordially invited to.
Oh, we're still coming.
You're still coming?
Oh, we're still coming.
Even though I postponed it?
Yes.
It was my birthday, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Festivus bash.
Yeah, I was going to actually bring the Festivus pole.
I have one.
Oh, well.
It was ready to go.
Well, there you go. I'm particularly looking forward to the airing of the grievances.
The airing of the grievances and the demonstrations of strength.
Right, right.
So why is your driver's license not federally approved?
Okay, well, look at your driver's license. You see, you got that star there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's on the, for those of you at home who are playing this game along with us, you pull out your driver's license, the new ones that have the hologram on it, and in the upper right-hand corner, you will either have a star, or what does that say?
This says not for federal purposes.
Right. And so apparently what the state of Wisconsin has done in its infinite wisdom, and I cannot tell you how aggravating this is, okay, that you have to go to the DMV, you have to get your new driver's license, take a new picture.
Pay more money, undoubtedly.
Pay money.
Yeah.
Okay. And they don't bother to tell you that unless you bring some valid form of ID other than your driver's license, they're going to give you this license that isn't valid for federal purposes. Now, what does that mean? Well, I believe it's next year. In order to fly on an airplane, you're going to have to provide a valid federal ID. State driver's licenses are valid federal IDs.
As long as they have a star on them.
Apparently, as long as they have a star on them.
In Wisconsin, at least.
Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, heed this. When you go to the DMV to renew your driver's license, take your passport, a birth certificate, something that shows that you are, in fact, a U.S. citizen, because otherwise they're not going to tell you this, okay, but you're going to pay all of this money, and you're going to get a license that, quite frankly, when you want to take a trip and, you know, you show up at the airport and you're all excited about going on your trip, they're not going to let you get past security.
Well, they will. I'll tell you a story. Last week, I had the Klein family reunion in Tampa that you were just moments away and wouldn't see me. Remember
right.
that?
Yeah.
That was in Tampa. The year before, we did it in San Diego. That's with my six children, their spouses, me and Dawn.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Exactly.
Right.
So, my oldest son, God bless him, Joseph, he's 30 years old now. He can be a little bit of a space cadet. Great guy. Gets to the airport, Tampa International Airport. Not only does not have a federal ID, has no ID. Left it at a hotel when he was on business in Fort Myers. So he has no ID. So now the Tampa portion of the family is getting ready to fly cross country, which is kind of a nice party atmosphere if you're going on vacation with your bunch of family and friends, right? He's got to drive back from Tampa to St. Pete to get his passport because he doesn't have a driver's license. It's in Fort Myers. Halfway across the bridge, Dawn calls him and says, you don't need a driver's license. You don't even need a photo ID. They'll put you through extra security. So he turned around on the bridge and ended up getting back on the flight with the whole family. He was going to have to fly cross-country after all this hassle by himself. It's a significant portion of your vacation right
sure.
there. So they put you through. If you don't have an ID, we would have never known this. You beautiful humans would have never known it if it didn't happen to Joseph. They put him through more security. They take him to a side room. They beat the hell out of him.
Take out the gloves and the lubricant.
Exactly. And then you can get on a plane. And he did the same thing on the way back from San Diego to Tampa.
Yeah. Well,
good to know, isn't it?
The program itself, in terms of the federal mandated ID, that I don't believe has started yet. I don't think it starts until like February or March.
Here's another thing I found out, traveling wise, on this trip. So I went through the whole TSA. Don't worry about the time.
Right.
I'm a broadcast professional here. the TSA pre-screen I go through, $85, and you can go, you can cut the line, basically. They put you through fingerprints and the whole rigmarole. I go someplace in Milwaukee. It was very difficult to find.
In fact, you are wrong. You are wrong.
For a change.
I got pre-check. I stayed at the Disney Resorts. Okay, they had the big conference there.
It's a Small World After All ride?
No, we went to Epcot.
You did go to Epcot.
Yeah, because honestly, unless you're a kid, Disney World itself is probably just mind-numbingly, you want to take an ice pick to your forehead. So I went to Epcot, and, we basically ate across the world is basically
yes,
what we did.
Yes, that's what you do with Epcot.
Yeah, sure.
$10 for a pretzel. It's delicious.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I don't know how people can afford it. I went there and I was just in shock. I sat down with two friends for lunch who live in Orlando, came to visit us at the boardwalk. We were at the Disney boardwalk. We had three hamburgers. A salad and six beers, $104.
There you go. And now you know why John Cabranes went into the law business.
No.
All right. What am I wrong about?
I forget what we were talking. Oh,
about the TSA pre-screen.
Oh, because you were talking about you have to pay $85.
Yeah.
But when we got to Disney, they have the Disney Magical Express.
Yes.
And in order to get on it, you have to provide them with your arrival information and your departure information. And so when we left, they secured our boarding passes for us. I mean, Disney went ahead and did booked us in and checked us in and everything. And when we got to the line, we found out that even though we had not asked to do it, we were suddenly had the TSA pre-check on it.
Well, no, they do that sporadically to move things along. That they do. I've had that before. But I wanted to have it all the time. And so I go through this process. This is a place in Milwaukee, downtown. It's almost impossible to find. But I did find it. Go through the process, questions, the fingerprint, blah, 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 background check. So when I went to Winnipeg a couple months ago, no problem. This time I'm going from Milwaukee to Tampa, no pre-check. And I was like, why? And here's the thing. Southwest doesn't have it yet to automatically have it be on your ticket. So you guys that are flying Southwest, if you have the TSA pre-screen, before you go, bring your number. Because it was printed on my ticket. So, bring your number. At Southwest, which I love that airlines, but that was a little disappointing. I had to take my belt off and my shoes. Although I don't mind it in Milwaukee. Because you go through the security and you take off all your clothes. And then, you're completely discombobulated, right?
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you get past that conveyor belt, there's a big sign at Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport, and as God is my witness, this is true. It says recombobulate area.
Recombobulation area, absolutely.
Yeah, which is, that is such classic Wisconsin humor. I don't mind it, Ben. It's funny at that point.
Yeah, well, because, you've started off your vacation on an irritating note.
That's exactly right.
They're trying to bring you back.
634-WRJN is the number to talk. And this is actually a law hour sponsored by the Cabranes Law Office with Attorney John Cabranes. We're taking your questions on all things legal. Caller, you are on the air with Attorney Cabranes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I have a couple questions for him. I don't know if he's in the malpractice cases, but I was wondering if I would have a case or not. I had, I'm going to make a long story short. I broke my ankle back in 2013. And the thing was about it was that I ended up getting some metal rod plates and screws put in there. Well, then I ended up catching an infection 3 months later. I went back to my doctor, and he had said, well, we're going to have to redo surgery again all over. So then they went back and they put more metal rods, plates, and screws back in my leg. And I ended up catching an infection again.
I bet you have trouble going through airport security, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And then when I went to a different doctor, then they told me, I said, well, I'm not going to deal with this no more. And then I went to another doctor and he said, that doctor was wrong. He said, the reason why he did that is because you're allergic to the metal.
Wait.
Because I've had titanium knees put in. And I've had titanium in my neck. Now, is that the doctor's fault for not reading the notes for what I had in my body? Or is it a malpractice case as far as the manufacturer?
Well, it may be both. I'm not the guy to answer your question because I, in my 20 years of practice, I have never handled a medical malpractice case. And I'll tell you, in all honesty, there are very few firms in the state of Wisconsin that do handle medical malpractice because insurance companies fight those to the death. And I'll tell you what, I think we have to break away for news. But if you hang on the line, as soon as we come back from news, I'll finish answering your question.
All right, thank you.
And you have another question, caller, as well, you said? Or was that the question?
I'm the same person. He said we got to break for news.
No, I know, I know. You're still on the air. But you said you had a couple questions.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay.
But I'm going to wait for them.
You are a beautiful human, very patient, much appreciated. Okay? Hold on through the news. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
It is 28 minutes until 2 o'clock. It is Friday afternoon. It is the Cabranes Law Office Hour. We will continue with Attorney John Cabranes and take your calls as well after we hear from the great Tom Carco with this hour's news update. But first, let us hear from the beautiful humans at Victory Lane Car Wash.
Say no to useless gifts. Say yes to clean cars. Finish your list.
Very slippery conditions, of course.
High tomorrow, 22 inland, 27 lakeside. Then Sunday, partly sunny and much colder. The high temperature, -1 inland, +5 lakeside. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions. For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
Welcome back in to the Cabranes Law Hour. It is 22 minutes until 2 o'clock on Friday, December 16th. You're listening live, quasi-live in the studio, is Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office. This is the portion of the program where I normally read the legal disclaimer. But because I was absent last week, or the last 2 weeks, Sweet Lou Turner absconded with the legal disclaimer. Basically, it says, there's no guarantees. Get yourself on the show. Get yourself legal help very quickly because time could be running out.
Time could be running out, and you could lose your opportunity to actually make a claim, depending on how much time has run out. So, and this is, we're not giving you legal advice on this show because, you know, your cases
you're giving legal
information.
Information.
We're giving legal information.
Information, exactly.
Right. And you know, the time that we're allotted here today and the fact that this is a very public medium doesn't really let us get into a lot of the details. And so, you know, the facts specific to your case may warrant some completely different analysis. And so if you want to talk to us, we're more than happy to talk to you. 262-638-0529. That initial consultation is free. We'll sit down half an hour. We'll go over your problem, look over whatever document you want to bring us, and then we'll figure out what, if anything, we can do for you.
We are taking your calls here at the radio station for Attorney Cabranes. And before the great Tom Carco's news at the bottom of the hour, we were talking to a caller. And are you still with us, caller?
Yes.
How did you enjoy the news?
It was good.
He's award-winning news director, Tom Carco.
I love your radio station. I've always listened to it while I was a little kid.
Really?
Yes, I have.
How do you like
I'm
me?
I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but
that's all right.
I remember Paul Harvey, and that is the news.
Good day.
Yes.
How do you like me? I've only been here for a year.
Are you all right? You're good. I mean, I've heard better, but I'm not going to lie, you know, on that. But you keep up the good work. Hey, you might get 5 stars. I'm only going to give you 3.5 now.
3.5. All right, I'll take that.
Out of what, 10? Or five.
Five. Who's better than I am? Who's better than I am?
Tom Carco.
Tom Carco is definitely better than I am. Sweet Lou Turner is better than I am too, even though he stole the disclaimer, but he has returned it. Here's what the disclaimer says. It says the Cabranes Law Hour is brought to you by the Cabranes Law Offices, LLC. No attorney-client relationship is being created. This show is intended to provide legal information and not legal advice. The attorneys have neither the time or the information during the show to fully review your particular legal issue. Be aware that in some cases, time limits may apply in the prosecution of your case, and you should seek legal assistance as soon as possible. Cabranes Law Offices, LLC, makes no representation that the information provided today has specific applications to your particular legal issue, which is pretty much exactly what Attorney John Cabranes just told us, but now I've covered the legal basis, and I kind of liked your disclaimer better.
Well, why not? What's your first name, ma'am?
My first name is Marie.
Marie. Okay. Here's what I would suggest you do. I would suggest you give me a call at the office on Monday, and I'll be happy to hook you up with a lawyer who does malpractice work. The malpractice in Wisconsin and in most other places is extremely difficult for a number of reasons. I believe Wisconsin still has caps on how much you can sue somebody for. There's also time limits that you have for suing people.
Yes,
and
isn't that like a 3-year thing or something?
As a general rule, it is. So
yes.
you need to move quickly on this. If you give me a call on Monday, I can give you a name. Okay. Most of these guys are in Milwaukee. There may be a satellite office or two in Racine, and we can certainly give you a name. You can give them a call, and they can sort of guide you as to whether or not they think you have a case.
Oh, that would be great.
Thanks a lot for calling.
I really appreciate that.
Not a problem. Just give me a call. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Are we still on the air?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Because I did call one lawyer, and they were saying that they didn't want to deal with it because they tried to say it was the hardware, and then they tried to say it was because of my infection and everything. And I was like, well, if you do not know this, I mean, you know, the doctors would know this. If I'm allergic to the metal, why wouldn't I be allergic to titanium? And I got titanium in the whole thing in my body, you know.
Well, thank you very much for the call. And just give Attorney Cabranes a call on Monday at 638-0529. That's the number to call for the office. The number to call at the radio station is 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Caller, good afternoon. You are on the air with Attorney John Cabranes.
Good afternoon.
Well, hello there. How are you doing?
We are just peachy. How are you?
Awesome. So, you know, this time of the year, everybody has a little bit of a question about the utility bills. And I have a situation with utility bills.
Okay.
And we're just going to say that the Wisconsin Electric is not the best people to talk to about those. 20 years ago, I had a difficulty with them, and they bring it up today. Even though they cannot cut your utilities off until, what, April 1st, something like that, I just moved back into the area. Otherwise, I had been a lifelong resident of Kenosha, Racine, up until 5 years ago. I moved to Southern Illinois. I moved back. The very first bill I got was for $33 was my utility bill, but the bill that came to me was for $5,400.
Wow.
Now, I'm trying to figure out how that goes. All they want to do is take me to court, but for a $5,400 bill, because 20 years ago they did not comply with giving me a utility credit for one winter.
Well, I'll tell you,
I'm on disability, I could not do that, and I don't know how to work with that.
Okay, I'll tell you this. There's no way they can take you to court for a bill that you incurred 20 years ago. There is a statute of limitations on this. These statute of limitations, generally speaking, for breach of contract, run generally around 6 years. There may be some exceptions to that, but we're generally dealing with a 6-year statute of limitations. And when time runs out, that's what it is. And so it is an uncollectible debt on their part. Now,
they have three times.
They've what? They've what three times?
They've taken me to court three times prior to this.
Well, did they take you within the statutory time frame? I mean,
the last time was 6 years ago.
Okay.
I moved out of the state, just moved back, and they're putting everything, and all of this $5,000 is all interest, period. It's just interest.
Have you tried negotiating a resolution with these people?
I have. And the only thing is if I pay, you know, $1,000, they'll, you know, give me $300 from energy assistance to add to that. Well, that still doesn't take that down.
Not
and
much.
And again, I'm just on disability income.
Sure. Here's what I would suggest you do, because I think this is going to be a long, kind of an involved explanation, and in the time that we have left, I can't fully address the issue. But if you call the office on Monday, 262-638-0529. Let me repeat that number for you. 262-638-0529. Give us a call on Monday. We'll be happy to get you in. The consultation is free. You're not going to pay a cent. Okay? And we'll sit down.
Yes.
We'll bring me whatever document you have, whatever document they used to take you originally to court with, whatever letters they've been sending you, whatever correspondence you have between you and We Energies. Let's sit down, let's take a look at what you have, and then we can figure out what's the next step. Because honestly, in the time that we have, which is about 12 minutes, there's just no way that we're going to be able to give you an adequate explanation.
Okay, because everybody told me that there's no way you can take the energy company to court like that.
Well, you got to bring the documents to the Cabranes Law Office. Did you get the number, caller?
Yes, I did.
Okay, it's, again, 262-638-0529. Just give them a call, and then, as Attorney Cabranes said, your first consultation is free, and then if you can do something for them, you will.
Yeah, it's a David and Goliath thing. I mean, you know, them being Goliath. To say
my name is David.
That's right. And to say that there's nothing that you can do when somebody's trying to collect something from you that they're not entitled to collect is not true. There are ways to deal with it. The problem is that as time goes by, the ways of dealing with it either disappear entirely or become less available to you. So, don't dawdle. Give us a call. If something that we think that we can't handle, we can always refer you to somebody who can handle it. But at least, we can sit down, we can talk, and we can see if there's something that we can help you with. And if not, we'll be the first ones to tell you, because we're not gonna take a case that we don't know how to handle. So, bring it in. Let's take a look at it, and then we'll go from there.
Is your name actually
David? Thank you so much.
Is your name actually David?
It really is, David.
Oh, perfect, David. Well, I
really only live a block away from their law office, so I do know where they are.
Well, I can tell you that awesome. Attorney Cabranes has a hell of a slingshot in his office. You'll see it. Thanks for calling, Dave.
They have a great big stone because, We Energy is kind of a big company.
Well, if it can be done, the folks at the Cabranes Law Office will do it for you. Thank you very much for your call, and happy Christmas and Merry Christmas and all that good stuff.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye,
Dave.
Take care. Bye-bye. Now that number to call is available to you, 634-WRJN. Any legal question? We've got actually two callers' names today. That's an unusual situation. And it's all been kind of name-related today. We had the first caller that was wondering about, that was Jerry or Jerome.
That's right.
If they could use their first initial legally. Then we had Marie with we'll just call her the Bionic Woman. And then we just had David.
Yeah.
Of David and Goliath fame.
Yeah. And, you know, getting back to that first caller that wanted to use his first initial, you know, there was a very well-known, well-liked judge in Kenosha who passed away, unfortunately, within the last year. And he was S as in Sam Michael Wilk. So S Michael Wilk. And so he used his first name as an initial.
Harry was Harry S. Truman.
Yeah.
And what was the S for?
Salmon.
No. Would you like to have, you can have two more guesses.
Samuel.
No. One more guess from Attorney John Cabranes.
Stephen.
No. S stood for nothing. It was just an initial. Harry S. Truman.
Well, there you go.
My grandfather, Joseph Klein, who the aforementioned Joe Klein is named for, he had the same thing. He was Joseph J. Klein. J stood for nothing.
Well, my grandfather had no middle name. My grandfather had no middle name at all. So it was just Manuel Cabranes, period.
I'm really was glad to hear your explanation of legal name changes, et cetera, because when Dawn and I got married, her maiden name is Olson, O-L-S-O-N. And she was kind of a quasi-women's libber at the time. She was willing to take my last name. It was good for business. We had the summer camp in Eagle River. But she wanted me to take her maiden name as well. So my actual legal name, it's Glenn Lauren Olson Klein.
You put her first name first? Her last name first?
Yeah.
So you both were Olson Kleins?
We were both Olson Kleins. And all of our kids are Olson Kleins.
Oh.
It's Joseph Jentz. We gave him a J for Dawn's grandfather, Jentz Olson. Uh-huh. Joseph Jentz Olson Klein. Jacob Ronald Olson Klein. Judah Harold Olson Klein. Hannah Joy Olson Klein Chiklana now. Isaac Joel Olson Klein and Jessica Grace Olson Klein. Boom.
So when your kids give their last name to people, do they say my name is Jonah Olson Klein, or is it Jonah Olson?
Judah.
Okay.
Judah. Okay. Well, they wouldn't say Jonah because we don't have a Jonah.
Okay.
No, it's just Judah Klein.
Judah Klein.
Yes.
Okay, so the Olson gets lost in the.
It's a middle name, just like.
Oh, so they're using it as a middle name.
It's a middle name.
But you're not using it.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. It's not hyphen Klein. It's Lauren Olson Klein.
How very progressive of you.
At the time, I was progressive. He is the progressive attorney, John Cabranes. This is the Cabranes Law Hour on WRJN. We still got time. We got about 7 minutes to go on this quality broadcast. Any legal question at all for the best attorney in Racine, 634-WRJN, 634-9756. I can say that without equivocation, the best attorney in Racine County, at least tied for first. There is such a thing as a first place tie.
There is, but you know, I'm far too modest to claim that. I
claimed it.
Well, you can claim it. You can claim anything that you'd like.
The only time that there's not a first place tie allowed is at the end of a season. And I have to say something. Not only are you an outstanding attorney, but you are an inspiration to me. And a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned that you were going to get your Los Angeles Kings tattoo touched up, having gotten it after the Kings were the best, number one in hockey, won their only Stanley Cup, or their first Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And did you get it touched up?
I did not, in fact, get it touched up.
Well,
I got a new one.
You did?
I did.
All right. Well, I did too, because I was inspired by you. I'm taking off my jacket right now.
It's a strip show.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's the men in aftershave. Dun, dun, dun.
Check that bad boy out.
It's a Chicago Cubs.
Face. The old Cubby Bear.
The old Cubby Bear, yeah.
You can tell it's still peeling.
It is. It's a brand spanking new one.
1 week ago today, at this moment, you were in Orlando. Tom Durkin was in here with Lou Turner, but I was in the tattoo artist chair getting this guy.
Getting your cubby. This
is the same logo that was on the sleeve of the 1969, early 70s Cubs teams with Ernie Banks and Billy Williams,
Kirby
Jenkins.
I recognize that logo.
Looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Where the manager was Leo the Lip DeRocher.
Leo the Lip DeRocher, number two in your scorecard, number one in your heart. All right, so it turned out pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It came out very nice. The color is very nice, too.
What did you get?
Well, I'm being challenged to take off my shirt. Ladies, please don't swoon.
Fortunately, we're on the radio right now, ladies and gentlemen, with the Cabranes Law Hour. Jack Cabranes is literally literally disrobing in the studio. This is a first. But I'm excited to see what you got. You did not get your LA Kings logo touched up. Oh, that is awesome, dude. You got the old Los Angeles Kings crown logo, the crest.
I did.
That is very cool, with purple and the gold, Rogie Vachon.
That's the one. That's the one that he would take shots off of the chest off of.
That is the Kings should still keep that logo. They should still have that logo. It's like the Vancouver Canucks. I saw the Canucks whoop up on my Tampa Bay Lightning yesterday. And the Canucks have a wretched crest with a sea, with the
it's kind of like a
shark coming out of it.
It's more like a native, you've seen those orca things that they sell up in the Northwest. Which have kind of a stylistic, very native stylistic look. That's the same crest that they have.
Yeah, it's hideous. And they have the nice hockey rink with the little hockey stick in it that made a C and a V for the Vancouver Canucks. And they have it on there. They use it as a shoulder emblem, but and once in a while on an alternate jersey.
Yeah, but you know, I'm old enough to remember when the Vancouver has a history of hideous uniforms.
They sure do. Maybe the worst in sports history.
Yeah, yeah. And I still remember there was a uniform that they had in the early, mid-80s, which was a dark uniform with a series of Vs.
Mm-hmm.
It was like watching a TV test pattern. In fact, TV test patterns were probably more elegant than that.
When was the last professional NHL game that you were at?
When was the last professional game I was at? It would have been probably about 2 years ago when the Kings came into United Center.
I went to the Vancouver Lightning game at Amalie Arena, Channel Side, Tampa, beautiful night. And my friend Molly and I were standing at the Between the Pipes bar before the game and overlooking the rink. And one of the Lightning officials came up to me and said, will you wave one of the Lightning rally flags as the Lightning come out? They have a tradition. There's all these Lightning flags. And so I got to wave a Lightning rally flag. It did not work. The Lightning lost 5-1. But on my Facebook page, there's a very funny video that Molly took of me waving the flag and imbibing an adult beverage at the same time and bragging that I was dual-tasking.
I see. Well, you know, you are clearly not their good luck charm.
I've seen them win more times than not, but they've been scuffling. Steven Stamkos, their MVP forward center, is out indefinitely, hurt his knee, and they've been struggling. But they won a big game the other night against Calgary. And Calgary's been very hot.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Kings are having the same issues. Their all-world goaltender, Jonathan Quick, has been hurt since the first 20 minutes of the season. And he's not expected back anytime soon. So they're trying to do it with their literally second and third string goaltenders.
Did you hear about what happened with the Blackhawks goaltending?
No.
This was amazing. The Blackhawks starting goaltender, another all-world goaltender, Corey Crawford, had an emergency appendectomy in Philadelphia. And they had a 1 o'clock game, the Blackhawks, in Philly, against the Flyers. They could not get a minor league goaltender to back up Scott Darling, the backup of the Blackhawks, because Crawford was out just immediately. There was no... So they called the Flyers, and they said, what do you guys think we could do? He said, well, we got this kid who's teaching some of our young fans how to skate in New Jersey right now, and we think he played club hockey at Temple University in the goal. And so they called this kid... His name is Eric Samborski, and they signed him to a one, because they couldn't sign a former NHL player because of salary cap, because they have to make a minimum amount.
Right.
They signed this kid for one game, didn't even have a sweater. They put Corey Crawford's jersey on him, and he was the backup. Could you imagine? The kid was teaching kids how to ice skate in New Jersey, and an hour later he was getting dressed with the Chicago Blackhawks to play the Philadelphia Flyers.
And the butterflies must have been the size of eagles.
Unbelievable. We're trying to get them on Community Conversation. That'll be a good talk.
You know, one of the things that happened because of the Kings' goaltending situation is that they've essentially had to clean their minor leagues of goaltenders, and they actually had to bring in a kid by the name of... I think it's Imoo, I-M-O-O, I think is his name, as to be the goaltender on their top affiliate. But they didn't have a backup for him. So his dad, who is also a goaltending coach with that organization, wound up backing up his son for a few games.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Cabranes National Hockey League Recap on WRJN. But all kidding aside, one of the things I love about you is that you are – a varied person. You have a lot of different interests. You have a lot of different expertise, and just being the best lawyer in Racine just happens to be one of them.
Well, you know, I thank you for that compliment. You know, we try. You know, we certainly put the effort in. So if you have a legal issue and you want to come and talk to us, we're always happy to talk to you. Like you've been hearing over and over and over again every week for the last few months. We're not going to charge you for that initial consultation. We'll be happy to listen to your problem. If we can help you, we'll talk about how it is that we're going to be able to help you, and we'll talk about what it's going to cost you.
And that number to call once again at the Cabranes Law Office for your first complimentary consultation is area code 262-638-0529. 262-638-0529. And...
operators are not standing by today, but they will be back online starting 8:30 Monday morning.
And you can leave a message right now.
Yes, you can.
This has been a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Get your questions ready and tune in again next Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock for your chance to call in right here on your radio friend WRJN.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine. FM 98.1.